Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
All right, let's pop off on this day, shall we? What is it? Monday, 13th of October, Indigenous People Day. Some of you are still in bed. Good for you.
Crushing it.
Must be nice. 585-252-9800. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Let's clear the air. Got something you need to get off your chest after this long weekend? Let us know what it is. Breeze, who's here?
We have a couple people here weighing in, ready to go. Caroline's here.
Caroline, she said, fire away.
I think that chocolate chip pancakes are just big cookies that are fluffier. There, I said it. Who wouldn't want to eat a chocolate chip cookie for breakfast?
With a little sausage link rolled up in the center.
Oh, I love a sausage link or nine.
Dipped in all-natural peanut butter with syrup.
Okay, you that's where you lost me.
You got to see.
Ew, natural syrup makes me want to literally punch air.
Peanut butter or syrup?
Syrup, like from a tree. Oh.
Talking about that's what it is, Breeze.
Like tapped. I know, but like the processed one is like filled with sugar and other additives. Like the one just straight from the tree, not for me.
Oh, so good.
Not for me.
Some of the things that I've been creating in my kitchen, one would think I'm pregnant. It's odd. What? The other day I made waffles, put peanut butter on it, put a bunch of bacon bits on it, poured syrup on it.
It's giving Betty the Elf.
I know. Let's go over to our friend Bill. Bill says, if your family always says we don't talk about that stuff when you bring up anything real, then yeah, that's why everyone drinks at every family event. There,
that's
I said it.
That's so true.
Don't be like my family. Have a great day, guys. You must love the holidays.
That's fun.
Crystal says, student loan forgiveness is such a slap in the face to people who paid theirs off. There, I said it.
That's also very true. Yeah,
these are good ones, guys.
This person says, Star Wars should be allowed to die. Some franchises aren't meant to live forever. There, I said it.
It's true.
I feel as if it's such a slap in the face to people when production companies just remake the same thing, because it's like,
it's a business.
You have no more ideas.
It's a business, and they know it's guaranteed money.
I know.
So that's what they're doing.
It's a safe bet.
That's what they're doing.
You're selling out, basically, is what you're doing.
You think they're going to bring back the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids franchise? Rick Moranis is coming out of a 27-year retirement.
I'm going to the movies tonight to see Roof Man. Heard of it?
Oh, that's with
Channing Tatum?
Yeah. I hear it's a true story.
I know.
Yeah, that's going to be a good movie.
Not him living in a Toys R Us.
Oh, that's...
Rip.
Was it a Toys R Us or a Walmart?
I mean, in the movie, it's Toys R Us. I don't know if it was altered for the film, but...
It's a great story.
Truly.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I will never understand people whose partner goes to prison for 20 years and they choose to stay with them. You're single, just accept it. There, I said it. Yeah. I mean,
love after lockup, baby.
Love after lockup. You want to talk about loyalty. What was that show about?
So basically, their partner either went to prison or they found a partner in prison. So like pen pal type of situation. And then they met for the first time.
Oh, they meet in the show.
After they get out. I mean, they filmed one in Rochester and like.
Really?
That was crazy. Like, it's literally all I watched during COVID. I remember having COVID, literally dying. I was on the phone with like the CDC and I was like, am I gonna die? And they were like, probably. But you can watch Love After Lockup to pass the time. And I did. And the meltdown that that woman had right outside of Once Upon a Child in Plato's Closet and Victor. Crazy.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, these trash TV shows.
Okay, not to get too deep into it, but he started a fight with her here in Rochester. So he would piss her off so he could leave. And then he just hightailed it to Ohio to see his mistress. It was a great show. It really
great
was.
Show.
I really loved it.
Yeah, I mean, these mindless TV shows, they're getting the best of us. Even me. I mean, I should have been watching football yesterday. It's Sunday. Majority of it was spent watching season 9 of Love is Blind.
Here's the thing. I have rewatched Nobody Wants This like 5 times. I'm obsessed with it. And the new season comes out next week. God, I can't wait. Anyways, back to...
Let's go over to Lexi.
What's up, Lex?
Guys, help settle a debate this morning. If you're in a new relationship, don't you agree the minimum a guy should take you out on dates is 2 to 3 times a week? If you can't afford dinner, then why are you dating? 2 to 3 times a week, Lexi, it's not about a guy being able to afford it. I think it's more of him being able to recognize when to not date someone who treats relationships like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Let's go over to Liz.
What? I'm scared.
Elizabeth says, you're not a boss, babe. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, I'm sorry I had to say it. You're not a boss, babe. No, you can't be living
Girl
paycheck
boss.
To paycheck. No, I'm sorry.
Girl boss.
Entrepreneur.
I own my own business. You drive for Uber.
Somebody just said, bring back Neo.
I'm so sick of love songs.
That's our responsibility to do that. What happened to Neo?
They leave a radio station. I don't know. Probably the same thing that happened to Sean Kingston. We talk about Sean Kingston one time. The next day, the feds are raiding his house with his mom.
Oh, I know. That's
insane. Yeah, he's I can't believe away. That happened.
Whatever happened to B.O.B.?
You're literally still obsessed with that guy.
I love him.
Danger's like, please stop putting songs in the log that I didn't register. You're like, no, I'll do it anyways.
That's the one. He always gets pissed off at me. He's like, oh, who's playing that moose? I didn't.
I'm like, I don't have control of the board.
Hey, guys, I work at Wegmans, and I just want to say people who forget their reusable bags at the store every time they shop are just lazy and eco-unfriendly. There, I said it.
That's a lot of admin, though.
I have 7 of those reusable bags. Never bring them.
7?
7.
I have like 37.
I never bring them.
I need to keep them in my car, I fear.
And that's the thing. I always am stuck with these stupid brown paper bags that don't have handles. If
Trader Joe's
can do
is
it.
Doing it right.
Wegmans,
you can do it.
They obviously
don't care because they're double bagging too.
And that's why the bags at Trader Joe's, I believe, are 10 cents as opposed to the ones you get at Wegmans for 5.
They don't charge you for bags at Trader Joe's. They just give them to you. They always have.
Are you sure?
Positive. Unless they raise their price to offset the cost, which maybe they did. But Trader Joe's is elite. The problem is they don't have everything you need.
No, and everything's boxed.
Yeah. And people are dying from eating their food, so.
That's right.
But these things happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Peaks Y Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Let's talk about our Buffalo Bills for 1 minute, shall we? The game is 7:15 tonight, and Bills are going to head out of town for the first time since week two for Monday Night Football.
Wait, that's crazy that it's, what, week six?
Yes, already.
And they have only gone out once
for you and for an away game.
Yeah.
Now, where else did they play that was away? So Atlanta Falcons tonight. They're in Atlanta. This is going to be on ESPN, 7:15. Who else am I missing? I forget. There was another away game. I'm pretty sure. Last week, obviously, they were home against the Patriots, lost 23-20 because Breezy went to that game and she's bad luck. No, it was just. Very sad, very disappointing loss, but it just goes to show you that any team can beat anyone on any given day. We just hate Stephon Diggs, you know?
Oh, me too.
It's always terrible when you lose by a field goal, too. But
I think they only, that was the only game they were away besides tonight.
Besides tonight,
it
yeah.
It was the Jets.
The Falcons just had their bye week, so they'll be entering the game tonight against a hopefully very focused Josh Allen. But, you know, tonight's a doubleheader, too. You got Bills in Atlanta Falcons, and then you have our boss's team, Chicago Bears, Mike Danger's team, going up against Washington Commanders. But, like, it's hard to believe it's week six already. Guys, November is 2 weeks away. Is this the fastest year of our lives?
No, it's
where did 2025 go? It's wild to think about.
We blinked, and it was over.
No, it really was. I find this also amusing. I brought this up earlier in the show that a close buddy of mine, it's his first Bills game today, and he's going to Atlanta with his dad.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, why wouldn't you just go here?
Like, dude, they're an hour away.
Experience all of it, you know?
You know, I mean, you don't want your first Bills game to be at home, but whatever. People have their reasons. So that's tonight, 7:15 on ESPN. Hopefully the 2-2 Falcons will be 2-3 by tomorrow morning.
Period.
Coming up on the show, is confidence really a choice or something some people are just born with? Because you hear it all the time. Confidence is a mindset. You just got to choose it. Yeah. But is it really that simple?
There was a big debate going on over the weekend with my friends that half of us think it's a choice. Half of us think it's something that's just deep down within you. But I want to know what everybody else thinks, because honestly, I don't really know where I am with this. I can see both sides of the coin. We'll have that debate and talk about everything coming up next.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome back to the show. If you lack confidence, you're not alone. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe it's within all of us, but is it a choice? Some people are just born with it. Some say no. I've never had it to begin with.
But, like, is that true? I was having this conversation with some of my friends recently, and they seem to believe that it is not a choice, and that is something that you are either have deep within you. And I can see it both ways. I was like, I believe that it is a choice, and I think there's things that you can do in life to level your confidence and give you more confidence, whether that be the way you look, how you're dressing, you know.
100% it is a choice.
Really?
Yes. And listen, that's my personal take on it, but we all do things sometimes when we don't want to do them. Like, despite being in fear, you try new things. You show up, you dress up, you act like you belong. And don't get me wrong, there are people who battle anxiety. There are people who battle trauma. Mm-hmm. Or deep insecurities wired right. from years of rejection or judgment, what have you.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we can choose to be happy. We can choose to have confidence.
Can you be happy without confidence?
Yeah, because it's a choice. I'm choosing to have a good day today, even though it's a Monday. I'm choosing to have fun and smile. All those guys that I go to LA Fitness with who are 90 years old and walking around in the gym locker room naked. I say it all the time. Where do you get your confidence from? You have no right doing any of that, but they choose to do it because it's a choice.
I think that confidence and delusion go hand in hand. I do. I really do. And I don't know if I'm as confident as I am delusional. Truly, I think confidence is a skill, and I think it's something that you either were raised on or you weren't. I think I was raised to have all the confidence in the world, but then I look at my brother and like, that's not the same, but we grew up in the same household and we were raised the same.
Two different people so who had two different life experiences.
So that's what goes against me when I say, you know, it's how you're raised, because that's not always true. I think it is. It's not as cut and dry and as black and white of like, yeah, it's a choice or it's not a choice. I think, right. Like I said, there's things that you can do, and everyone has that little voice in their head, right? That's telling them you're not good enough or insecurities. And it really comes down to whether you choose to listen to that voice or not.
Yeah. But you know,
I mean, not, couldn't be me.
Right. Right.
But I hear it, but I don't listen.
Since the day I met you, you've always come off extremely confident. But has there ever been times where deep down inside you don't feel confident?
150%.
But you still act it. That's 100. A choice.
100.
That's a choice. You made that choice.
Sure. Maybe. Yes. But also, it's been second nature to me for so long. That is, it's a choice that I'm choosing inadvertently. I'm not like looking at, you know, two balls in front of me and I'm like, I'm going to choose between one or the other. It's not like that. It's just second nature.
It depends on your setting.
It's not a choice. I don't know.
Listen, confidence can also be social. Because if you're conventionally attractive, the world is going to confirm it. You feel confident. Right. You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
But it's like going to the gym. You don't walk in jacked. It's, you build it through repetition. It's the same thing with confidence. It grows when you do hard things.
Yeah. Confidence definitely comes when you, I mean, the old saying of practice makes perfect, right? The more you do something, and that's anything in life. That's the gym. That's your job. That's going out in social settings. I know a lot of people have social anxiety and they don't feel confident in group settings and things of that nature. I know a ton of people like that. I don't understand that. Because I fear that every time I walk in anywhere, I either own the room, command the room, or just blend in and
right.
You know, shoot some funnies every now and again.
No, of course. Yeah. Listen, confidence doesn't always feel good either. You know, I know it's hard, but like, you can come off confident, but I've had this problem, and we talked about it in the show. I suffer from sweaty hands, sweaty palm syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's you go up and you have to shake somebody's hand. Oh, God. I can only wipe them on my jeans so many times.
I'm like, ew, it's clammy.
It just gets uncomfortable.
It's clammy.
I'm confident, but deep down inside, I'm nervous. I'm choosing to ignore that nervousness.
One thing that pisses me off, and this is like more power to you, of course, but like, people who come off as super confident, but deep down inside, they're the most insecure person
right.
You'll ever meet in your entire life. And it's like, it just goes to show they're really good at playing the game, I guess. But it's like, it's disingenuous to me, in my opinion.
Somebody's saying, tell me how I am supposed to choose confidence, though, when I have social anxiety and zero chill. I'd love to know.
I also have dealt with... Sorry, I don't mean to like completely graze over that question because I don't have the answer to it. I've also dealt with situations where I fear I come off as like too confident, where I'm like talking too much or talking the most. And I feel like in my older years of life experience and growing, I've realized that like, I don't need to be the loudest in the room. I don't need to be the one talking the most, because
most people who are confident don't.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? They have less to say. But choosing confidence, going back to that question, it doesn't mean like you're pretending everything's fine.
Right.
It means you're showing up despite the anxiety, despite the pressure, despite the fear to look stupid. You know?
Yeah.
We risk that every day turning these mics
That's
on.
That's what we do every
day. Choosing confidence for you might look a lot different than somebody else, but right. I mean, you don't have to fake chill. You just have to stop letting fear make decisions for you.
Correct. So I think this is an important conversation to have because, like I said, I was just talking about it with my friends. We're all like basically in our 30s, right? So there's some life experience there. There's some situations that have happened under our belt. But for people who are listening to this right now who are either younger than that or older than that, I just don't think it's too late to start treating yourself and your surroundings with confidence.
100%.
Thanks for coming to our TED Talk.
Yeah. Like Christopher Columbus apparently had the smallest wiener, but I mean, the guy had the most confidence of the world.
He's a whole day named after him.
Look at it. Yeah, you guys are not even going to school today because of it.
I mean, it got ripped away from him a couple years back, but these things happen.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.